Welcome, Tiger fans, to another edition of Inside Wittenberg. And today I have a really special guest with me today. This is Ryan Maurer, and alongside Jay Janikopoulos, a graduate of 1995 from Wittenberg University, a Springfield resident, and really one of the leaders in alumni participation and activity with the university. So welcome, Jade.
Thank you very much, Ryan. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
The reason why we're talking today is to talk a little bit about a really special homecoming event that has started 3 years ago and has really grown into something special and something I guess we could call a new tradition, and that's the Tiger Tri. It's a mini triathlon that is held here on Wittenberg's campus during homecoming weekend, and it raises money for scholarships for Wittenberg University students. Jade, would you like to tell us a little more about how the idea came about and how the event has grown?
Yes, well, I used to do the Tiger, it was actually a triathlon at Wittenberg, but it was only for the Wittenberg community, such as alumni or students or faculty and staff, and it was very enjoyable to do. They still have that event in the spring, but at the time, I had a lot of friends that asked me if they were allowed to participate as well, and I thought it would be a great way to involve the community if we opened up a triathlon to the general public. And also a great way to be able to get people from homecoming to participate in a new event, and just a fun way to raise money, extra money for scholarships for area students as well. So it all kind of fit together and came to be from that.
So participants to get involved in this in the 2013 edition, it'll happen on Sunday, October 13th. And to get involved, do you have to be a serious triathlete?
No, not at all. In fact, we encourage first-time triathletes to join. It's a lot of people are afraid of an open water swim when they go to do a triathlon. That's one of the major drawbacks for certain people. And the triathlon here starts in the pool, so you can really wing it. If you're not a good swimmer, you can still get through the swim. It's only about 400 yards. And it's a great way to start. The bike is mostly flat, and it's on a very safe bike path. It goes from Wittenberg to Buck Creek State Park and back. It's a beautiful area, too, to bike through. A lot of people really enjoy it. And then the run is 3.6 miles, so just a little bit over a 5K. And in our first year that we held the event, and we do market to tell people that we would like to attract first-time triathletes. In our first year, over half the people that entered, which is about 150 people the first year, there were over 70 people that were first-time triathletes. So we're really proud of that because we were able to not only raise money for scholarships, which was our initial goal, but we also got a lot of people to be involved in the sport of triathlon for their first time. And if you don't mind, I just would like to say that one of those people is really special and inspiring to me, which is Dr. DeLanglade, who's a professor here at Wittenberg. It was his very first triathlon, and he was over 70 years old. And, you know, he's someone that on days that I don't feel like going out for a run or going to swim practice or whatever, I think of him and I think, if he can do it, I can do it. And I was really excited, inspired by him and his family for encouraging him to do that. And so we encourage first-time triathletes to come out. And Dr. DeLanglade will be back this year as a returning triathlete, so we're excited to have him back. And if he can do it, then anyone else should come out and try it as well.
Well, and not only that, but there's you can break it up into relay teams, correct?
That's right. You can break it up into a relay team. It can be made up of either two or three people. So if you're someone who is a ringer in the swim, but you don't feel like doing the bike or the run, you can join another group and be their swimmer and let them do the run and the bike. You can have it made up of just two people. So you could do the swim and the run, and someone else could do the bike. However you want to mix it up, you can finish it with help of friends or family that would like to do the race with you.
Well, great. Really becoming a homecoming tradition, I think. And do we want to give a little bit of information about how people can sign up or get involved?
Yes, you can sign up online is the best way to do it. If you just go to www.wittenberg.edu/tigertri, which is T-I-G-E-R-T-R-I, that's the best way to do it. There's a link there to register. You can also, if you're here for homecoming and you decide last minute that you want to do it, or you don't want to sign up until last minute based on plans that you might have, You can show up in the lobby of the Hyper Center at Wittenberg on either Saturday, October 12th, from 4 to 7 p.m., or you can come before the race that morning, anytime between 8 and 10 o'clock or so in the morning, and you can still sign up then last minute. If you sign up ahead of time, you're guaranteed to get the cool t-shirt and the goodie bag and all that fun stuff, and it helps us to be better race managers to know who all is coming, but it's not too late to sign up. Even if you show up at 10:30, we usually can still take people, even if they're a little bit late for the race, you know, we can get you in. So.
Now, this initiative is in large part obviously about fun and fitness and homecoming and everything, you know, camaraderie and things like that. But this has a larger purpose, and this is to raise money for scholarships for students that really need them to go to have an access to the same liberal arts education you did almost 20 years ago. Can you talk a little bit about that aspect of it and maybe what that means to you?
Yes. Well, first of all, when I came to Wittenberg, I had financial aid, and there is no way I would have been able to have that opportunity that I had at Wittenberg, which was amazing, without help, financial help. And so it just made sense for me to be able to give back and to help raise scholarship money, because I want to see other students be able to have that opportunity as well. And the way I was able to do that is because of a group called the Wittenberg Guild. I joined the Wittenberg Guild, and it was over 10 years ago. This is a group of women. Actually, men are allowed to join as well, but it's been traditionally a women's group that raises scholarship money for area students, especially Clark County students, to go to Wittenberg. And we do events such as a style show where people can come and see current fashions, and we have a silent auction and things like that, and certain sponsors. We also have just a fund campaign where we send out letters asking for money. And now, in its third year, we have the Tiger Try, which also raises money for scholarships for area students. And the Wittenberg Guild is not just a fundraiser for scholarships. We also attend some really cool lectures from professors. We basically give the members access to the Wittenberg community so that they can come to events, they can get the Wittenberg magazine and stay on top of what's going on at Wittenberg and learn more about the campus. And so that's how I became involved with helping to raise the scholarship money. When the women from the Wittenberg Guild approached me and asked for help, I didn't even know about it at the time, and so I was happy to join. And since then, I've been the president for the Wittenberg Guild, I've been the chair for the style show, and helped start the Tiger Try, and it's just been a lot of fun, mainly not only because we get to give back to the community, but I've formed a lot of friendships from that. And then, you know, I'm able to involve my family, my kids, and my husband come and help work at these events and volunteer. And then I would say probably the best part is I've received some letters, you know, thank you letters from the students that receive scholarships, and, you know, to hear their stories and how it's affected them and how they're able to have this opportunity is, you know, that's what it's all about. So doing this it's a lot of fun for me and for my family.
Well, great. It's certainly what really appreciated, and I know that everyone in the Wittenberg community really thanks you for all of your support. So last question we should touch on is the Wittenberg Guild Style Show that you touched on briefly there in your description of your involvement with the Wittenberg Guild and the support for scholarships for Wittenberg students. The 2013 event is coming up, right?
That's right. Our style show this year is coming up on November 9th. It's a Saturday. And there's always a theme to the style show, which is really fun. We have models from the area that are just local people that are involved in the community, and they come and they show up and they show current fashions, usually from Macy's.